Hundreds of items are missing from the archives of the world's largest and oldest aviation museum. Ryan Warner of member station WYSO reports.
This is a big year for Dayton, Ohio. It was here 100 years ago that two Daytonians, Orville and Wilbur Wright, designed and built the world's first successful airplane. For aviation buffs, Dayton is holy ground. Many people who travel to Dayton come here, to the U.S. Air Force Museum on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
This is a C-46. Now, throughout the war,
volunteer Sue Craven is leading a tour of the museum today. She's addressing a dozen visitors gathered in one of several giant hangars that house hundreds of aircraft and flight memorabilia, from early biplanes to the Boeing 707 that served as Air Force One during the Kennedy administration. Carl Oppitz traveled from Phoenix to see the planes. The 82-year-old was a military pilot during World War II. He says he's flown many of the planes displayed in this museum.
To see all of this equipment stored again and brought to first-class shape, it gives me a pride of I call it ownership, because essentially at one time I was part of it.
Just a few miles from where Oppitz is standing, Orville and Wilbur Wright developed the first airplane. And now a piece of that history is missing. According to a 2002 audit obtained by the Dayton Daily News, the U.S. Air Force Museum cannot account for more than 1,000 items. They range from 13 bombs, all apparently unarmed, to a lens from the Gemini 5 space mission, and even items from the Apollo program. But aviation historians are most concerned about a missing engine mold for the 1903 Wright Flyer, the world's first successful airplane.
It's an item in history that there is no other. It's one of a kind.
Don Dewey is head archivist at nearby Wright State University. The school's library houses one of the largest collections of Wright Brothers artifacts.
The engine mold of the Wright Brothers' original engine that powered that 1903 plane is of interest to historians who are studying the technology. To have it not available for study and research any longer is unfortunate for the historical community.
It's not yet clear if the engine mold and other items were stolen or simply misplaced. Last year's audit criticized museum personnel for their property handling methods. It singled out the former chief of collections, Scott Ferguson. Ferguson is now facing federal charges that he tried to sell an armored car, allegedly stolen from the museum. Now an Air Force-appointed investigative panel is picking up where the audit left off. Military and civilian members will examine safeguards to prevent future loss or theft. Tom Crouch is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum.
I hate to see this kind of thing happen to anybody in the museum business.
Crouch says there's an active market for some of these items, especially smaller ones, like a reproduction of the Wright Brothers Congressional Medal of Honor.
And if objects like that, you know, get into the hands of some collectors, they're liable just to disappear. They go into a collection and they won't be seen again for a generation, if ever.
Officials at the U.S. Air Force Museum won't comment on the audit or the investigation. In the meantime, historians hope the missing items will resurface soon, and with them, the stories they tell about a century of aviation. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Warner.